The worship committee met at Trinity Lutheran Church. I wandered in from my office. Now I'm reading a sermon. Sometimes that's how it goes. As Pastor Bonnie mentioned, we are doing a different type of sermon. I thought I would communicate some information to you the way I communicate information to our confirmation students. So if our students can absorb this style, you should be able to absorb this style as well. Now, we had mentioned that I need a representative from each congregation. Now, I'm not sure whether all congregations are represented, but what we're going to do is I'm going to name the name of your church, and I'd like a representative to come forward. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to come up with a team name. Okay? And it must be biblical. I don't want to hear the Clintons and the Trumps. I've had enough of that. So pick a team name that's biblical. Okay, huddle up. You got 20 seconds. Church located in the Nith Valley Ministry area. For each correct answer, the team will be awarded 1 point. There will be bonus points. If you can name the pastor of that congregation, you will get a bonus point. Not going to happen, right? Teammates can confer with one another, but you can take a maximum of 20 seconds. So what we're gonna do is each team will go one at a time. We'll decide who's gonna go first. Oh, sorry. Electronic devices are not allowed. Try and tell that to my confirmation class on Thursday night. The final tie-breaking answer was taken off a phone. I found out in the parking lot later on. No devices or anything. This is going to be your brains. Imagine devices. Okay, if a team gets a question wrong, the other team can steal. The question will go over to the other team. So you have an opportunity. If you get the wrong answer, the other team will have an opportunity to answer it. If there's a tie after all the questions are answered, there will be bonus questions. Okay? Remember, we are looking for the name of a church located in the valley. And we're looking for the name of the pastor. So, do you have a coin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Jeff. So I need you to appoint a spokesperson from each team. Okay, come on up. Yeah, come on up. Okay, as team captains, we're going to flip a coin here.
This is a coin.
Okay, Team JC goes first. Okay, Vic, you can return over there. if you want to come closer, no, if you can hear me, that's good. Okay, question number one. Known for his iconic red shed, this congregation hosts many events, including the Journey to Bethlehem and fundraisers like the Food Grains Bank, which raised $6,000 this past summer. So what I need you to do is confer, tell your spokesperson, and the spokesperson will give you the answer. Okay, and what is your answer? Okay, that is correct. So there are 2 points there. Okay, Team Saints, your question. This church finds its historic roots in the settlement of Sebastopol, and they are strong supporters of many local initiatives, including the Tavistock Assistant Program, the House of Blessing, Optimism Place, and Shelter Link. This church also inspired the Lift Valley Conservation Program. Trinity Tavistock is correct. Who is the pastor? That is correct as well. That was a tough one. Okay, Team JC. The most recently built church in our area, environmental stewardship is important to this congregation and includes solar panels and a butterfly garden. Bethany Woodstock is correct, and who is the pastor of Bethany Woodstock?
Tanya Raymer.
And Tanya Raymer is the pastor. Okay. Saints, the church with a rooster on top, and known for sharing their space with the local Mennonite church. Which church is this? St. James Bay is correct, and the pastor's name?
Joanna Miller.
Joanna Miller, okay. Okay, Team JC. Yeah. This church is snuggled up to a Baptist church, and is known, this church is snuggled up to a Baptist church and is known for a strong youth ministry and a very unique prayer blanket ministry. Which church is this?
I think it might be St. James, New Dundee.
That is correct. And who is the pastor of St. James, New Dundee? Saints, somebody's got to get an answer wrong here. Okay, known as the Church on the Hill, this congregation hosts an annual delightful Christmas bazaar with a legendary chili luncheon. They are also known for their Project Red Comforter Donnie group. What is the name of that church?
Zion
Fellsburg is correct. Who is the pastor of Zion Fellsburg?
Joanne.
That is correct. Okay, do you happen to get the bonus question?
Uh-oh.
And since you have somebody from Fellsburg there, they should know the answer to this. Okay, the bonus question for 1 point is, who made the first pot of chili at the Christmas bazaar? And that person is present here today.
Oh, I know the answer. You mean like the first ever?
The first ever pot of chili was made by this person at the church for the Christmas bazaar and luncheon. The very original one. The very first pot of chili at the Christmas Bazaar was made by this person. Time to steal. So we're looking for the person who made the very first pot of chili at the Christmas Bazaar. Sorry, Phillipsburg.
This is silent.
Not till 10 people.
Did you narrow them down?
This is terrible silent.
And Bonnie and Shelton Brown. Either answer would have survived. I carried it across the road. It was Bonnie Shelton Brown. The people from Phillipsburg, that's how you go in your history books. Okay, so we are. It's Team JC. Sharing his name with the oldest book in the Bible, this church is fully accessible and participates in the community. Yes. Well, the whole Bible is both the New Testament and the Old Testament. Okay. Sharing his name with the oldest gospel in the New Testament. This church is fully accessible and participates in the community food program. What is the name of that church? Yeah, get a little tougher here. That is correct. St. Mark's Wellesley. And the name of the pastor at St. Mark's Wellesley?
Pastor
Ian Hammer. Pastor Ian Hammer, okay. Okay, Saints. A small country church whose mission includes both local engagement through TAP and worldwide programs through CLWR. That is correct. And the name of the pastor?
Theo Fish.
That is correct as well. Okay, this one may be a little more tougher. Okay. This is the church with three identifying names. Or we could call it the church past the swamp. This congregation is holding a musical comedy program this afternoon. Which church is this? Okay, the bonus question is, who is the person I am talking about when I say serves on National Church Council as well as the leadership? I think it takes the point. score now is the Saints are up by one. Okay, Team JC, here's your comeback. The smallest physical church building, yet a small congregation with big hearts. This church participates with their local Catholic and Mennonite churches for an ecumenical carol service. That is correct. Zion Jigdatha. And its pastor.
Dave Hammer.
That is correct as well. Okay, Saints. This church has the distinction of being the most northerly location in the Nith Valley. And has recently stepped out and tried some new things such as alternative worship service and messy church. They are also involved in the youth program Stewards of Creation. Which church is this?
St. Peter's in Milverton.
That is correct, St. Peter's Milverton. And their pastor is?
Pastor Helen.
That is correct. Okay. Team JC. One of our larger churches. This congregation hosts a counseling agency and has recently been energized by the sponsoring of a refugee family. Which church is this?
So Trinity New
Hamburg. That is correct. Trinity New Hamburg.
That
is correct. Okay, Saints. This congregation shares its name with two others in our area, and is the largest giver to benevolence in the Eastern Synod. They've also recently renovated their kitchen to better serve meals to the community. That is correct. And their pastor is? What's that big guy's name? Okay. Okay, I don't think we have to go into our bonus questions. We have a winner. And that winner. What's that?
We didn't get a chance to have a bonus.
Yeah, get a bonus.
What they were ordered was. Okay. So, should we give them a bonus question? Okay, we'll give you a bonus question. Which means we'll be tied and we'll have to keep going. Okay. Team JC. National Bishop Susan Johnson served as an intern at this Nith Valley Ministry Area Church located in Perth East. You know how they have the buzzers? Well, you don't have a buzzer. So you're going to come up with a noise, okay? And I need to hear your noise in advance. Whatever noise you want to make. Name one of those two congregations.
Zion
Stratford. That is correct. And I think that means that Team JC has come back. Thank you very much for your participation.